Just a quick note before we get to this week's New Music Friday about a special series that we're running right now on NPR Music. It's called Turning the Tables. When people talk about the pillars of American popular music, they sometimes neglect half the population. Women get left out. So Turning the Tables is about refocusing on stories and voices that are too often overlooked or hidden in plain sight. This year, Turning the Tables is looking back to eight women who shaped American popular music as we know it today. Women like Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Maybelle Carter, and more. You can watch videos, read essays, and hear the full Turning the Tables playlist at npr.org/turningthetables. Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
And Ann Powers.
Hello, my friends.
It's New Music Friday, and we're kicking the show off with Sheer Mags, A Distant Call. Sheer Mag is the band. The album is A Distant Call. This is the opening cut, Steel Sharpens Steel. You know, we've talked a lot about how guitar rock is not dead. In fact, you know, there have been so many incredible bands in recent years, most of them fronted by women who've been putting out incredible guitar rock. But I think one difference between a lot of those bands and Sheer Mag is taking it to the stadium level, right? I mean, can't you just see them in a big arena?
Yeah, and at the same time, there's a spareness and a simplicity to the attack. But as much as we're talking about how much this band rocks, if you take apart the messages and the lyrics in these songs, the singer, Tina Halliday, is singing about subjects like poverty in Blood from a Stone, or labor unrest in the song Silver Line, or coming to terms with the death of an abusive father in the song Cold Sword. And, you know, her words are very visceral and very clear, very plain spoken. So as much as these riffs are fun, there's an overarching message to a lot of this band's songs about the power of community, about the importance of standing up for what you believe in and finding your people and sticking with them and fighting for them.
I actually love that, because recently so many bands kind of reviving this classic punk meets metal sound are doing it kind of as a joke or as a loving tribute, but to just claim it and right. Then do what you must with it, that says we're at a new place. And I think Sheer Mag's taking us there.
Sheer Mag is the band. The album is called A Distant Call. Let's go to something completely different. This is the singer Rafael Sadiq. His new album is called Jimmy Lee.
By the
This is Rafael Sadiq. His new album is called Jimmy Lee, and the song we're listening to is called My Walk. And he is someone I've always thought of as sort of the sharp-dressed, classic, old-school R&B singer. And to me, this album just feels, for him anyway, wildly experimental.
No, I definitely think that's true. And, you know, this album, named after a brother who died of a heroin overdose, just one of many family tragedies.
He's lost four siblings.
Yes. I mean, truly, his life story is incredible, is sad, is triumphant, and he lays it out on this record in such a profound way. I mean, absolutely, he's a classic soul R&B artist, but he's always been interested and connected to rock, to psychedelia. It defies many people's preconceptions about R&B. Of course, if you really know R&B, you know this is a richly experimental time. And I'll just mention Solange. Rafael Sadiq, of course, was one of the people behind the best song on her great album, A Seat at the Table, Cranes in the Sky, another song that really explored the inner landscape, the psychic landscape of a person. So he's showing his truth in so many ways.
Rafael Sadiq is the singer. His new album is called Jimmy Lee. Let's go next to the rapper Jeezy. His latest is TM-104, The Legend of the Snowman.
White keys, piano, Brooklyn's banana. My plug got manners, brought gifts like Santa. White keys, piano, Detroit, Atlanta. Macktown, Savannah, white keys, piano. Bitch, I'm Beethoven of the block.
Oh, you know how we come.
They call me Beethoven of the block. White keys, piano.
You know I wrist froze. You know my bitch cold. And they don't catch me slipping. I keep that big bowl. Open that Rolls Royce. I heard them for a toe. She keep calling them curving. I'm such an asshole. I'm talking Fetty, man. I hope you're ready, man. Pop out that 488 to see spaghetti, man. I came for everything. Ain't leaving nothing, man. Could see the whole universe. Push up a button, man. Got manners, broke gifts like Santa. White keys, piano, Detroit, Atlanta, Macktown, Savannah, white keys, piano.
This is the rapper Jeezy. His new album is TM-104, The Legend of the Snowman. And the song that we're listening to is called White Keys. NPR's Sydney Madden here for this one. Hey, Sydney.
What's up? Hey, Robin.
Jeezy is a rapper from Atlanta, and he's been at this a long time. This is a series of albums he started 15 years ago.
Yes, the snowman is back. And like you said, he's not new to this. Jeezy's lauded as one of the most prominent and consistent rap stars out of Atlanta. And he's even hailed as one of the originators of the Atlanta trap sound and making that national and now international sound. So before we get to 104, let's take it back a little bit. Take it back to 2005. Jeezy drops his major label debut, Thug Motivation 101. And that was the album that ushered in, really, Atlanta's trap dominance in the hip-hop world. It also made him a standout star. Then you go 2006, a year later, you get TM-102, and then in 2011, he gives you TM-103, which a lot of fans thought was going to be the end of the Thug Motivation series, the trilogy. But after dropping a few albums in between, he's back to what he knows best, rapping about trap as if it's a science, as if it's a corporation, and he is CEO, and this is TM-104.
I think of all the other big series albums that we've had, you know, like Kanye's had his college series and Jay-Z and Lil Wayne, the Carter series. What's sort of the through line in this one for Jeezy?
I think a huge through line that Jeezy has always stuck to throughout his TM series is that you can be underestimated, you can be knocked down, you can be thrown out, you can be disregarded, and you can still rise from the ashes. It's all about being the underdog, rising above, rising like a phoenix, having vengeance flowing through your veins, and just out-rapping or out-trapping anybody else. This really is motivational music for whether you're driving to your job interview, trying to kill it in the gym, trying to pump yourself up for whatever you need in life. Jeezy is the quintessential motivational rapper.
I'm going to listen to this before I have to get the kids tucked in at night.
Yes.
It's a grind, let me tell you, getting that done. Jeezy is the rapper. The album is TM-104, The Legend of the Snowman. And Sydney, we've got one more from you for this week, and it's a big one. It's from Brockhampton. Their new album is called Ginger.
Tell me where Slide out the back without the neighbors knowing. Pose for the picture with the pearly whites. Deadlands zooming in, catching all my strikes. Use trade drone for some money, and she gave me all I need for the night. 40 survives, morally right, but I need some advice, and I know that I'm acting foolish. Prince will pick me up around noonish. Half a blunt, yeah, we coolin'. Prince will put on outcasts, 100 days, and yeah, we cruising.
Ooh, and I love you, right?
Brockhampton is the band. The album is called Ginger. The song is Sugar. I think we all realized at the same moment as we were talking before coming into the studio with a sort of bemused astonishment that we're all super huge Brockhampton fans.
Don't say.
I think each one of us was like, you know, I liked that Brockhampton record.
I have never been ashamed of liking boy bands. And Brockhampton is not your average boy band.
Not in the slightest. In fact, they really promote themselves as a hip-hop boy band. It's a huge collective. Rappers, producers, creative directors all in the mix, and they really are a crew built from the internet age. They met on message boards when they were in their teens, and they all assembled in Texas, but now they're based in L.A. And like that song, Sugar, it's got a nice pop lean to it, but then they hit you with the bars too, you know? Yeah. And between the acoustic guitar, between the voice distortion, there's something in there that really just hits your soul.
I just love all the change-ups. It's like it refuses to be any one thing, and there's some really dramatic shifts in it. And not just song to song, but like within a single song, there will be these big dramatic shifts.
Mm-hmm. You get like four moods within 3 minutes.
Yeah, I think this band is ambitious in every way, right? Like they are sonically ambitious. The songs jump all over the place.
You know, one interesting thing about this new record is apparently they were hanging around with the actor, performance artist, cult figure Shia LaBeouf. Y'all know Shia from his Disney career and his strange conceptual art pieces. And I think that's really interesting, like trying to balance the Hollywood side with the completely avant-garde and, in fact, confrontational side. This is the generation inspired by people like him and also by like a Miley Cyrus, someone who is not going to take a division between the mainstream and the experimental, who's not going to play by the rules of corporate music America and just take a chance.
Yeah, I guess it's interesting. To me, I felt like while I was listening to this, that it was like, well, this is just weird and fun. And, you know, but I guess someone who's half my age would listen to this and just think, yeah, that's right. What music
get
is.
Get ready,
now.
Robin. Yeah. Your kids get are going to go so far beyond this.
Yeah. Brockhampton is the band. Their new album is called Ginger. Thanks, Sydney.
Thank you.
It is a crazy packed release week, and we still have a bunch more that we want to talk about and play, more than we have time to play, actually. So definitely everyone should stick around for our lightning round of other notable releases. But first, we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Support for NPR and the following message come from the Showtime documentary film Hitsville, The Making of Motown. Discover how the soul of a city defined the rhythm of a nation in this love letter to the music that took the country by storm. Hitsville, The Making of Motown, now streaming only on Showtime. Support also comes from BetterHelp, online counseling by licensed professional counselors specializing in issues including depression, stress, and anxiety. Visit betterhelp.com/songs to learn more and get 10% off your first month.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers and Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best albums out on August 23rd. We start the second half of our show off with the country band Midland and their new album, Let It Roll.
Every song's a drinking song when you're drinking. Fast and slow, they all go good when you're buzzed. Don't have to wait on hang if you wanna raise your glass, 'cause every song's a drinking song when you're drinking. We got lovers without lovers and broken hearted brothers and bad mother truckers getting high. The cowboys wanted Jones, and the bikers the Rolling Stones. Then the bartender says there ain't no need to fight. Every song's a drinking song when you're drinking.
So true. It is so true. Midland is the band. The album is Let It Roll. Every song's a drinking song. I want to say right at the top here that the cover art for this this album is stylized to look like a 70s soft rock album. You know, it's got the curly lettering like maybe what you'd see on an Air Supply record or the Doobie Brothers or something.
And, or a Bellamy Brothers record. Let's keep it country.
Well, the three guys in the band, they're dressed in these 70s suits. Their shirts are unbuttoned down to their waistline, you know, and they're leaning against the sports car. So I thought this whole record was going to be kind of ironic, you know, like ironic country. But these guys are for real.
You know, when they came on the scene, this trio, based outside of Austin in a little town called Dripping Springs, people were skeptical. Each member had a past that some people might say isn't really country, whatever that means. For example, Mark Weistrock, whose beautiful voice you heard on the lead there, he was in a soap opera called Passions. Cameron Duddy, the bass player, was a video director. He actually directed the video for Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars. And Jess Carson, the guitar player, he was a dealer in vintage clothing. But see, this is what I absolutely think is so important about Midland. Midland shows that authenticity, that much debated element quality in country music, it is something you grow, you cultivate, you make. It is not inherited in any particular way. And the authenticity of Midland is all about what we heard in that song, which is wit, wordplay, classic musicianship. It is all in this band.
There's a song on this record, early on this record, called 14 Gears. And it's a trucking song. And this song would have absolutely slapped on country radio in the late 80s when I was working at the grocery store and falling in love with Lyle Lovett and Katie Lang and Steve Earle.
Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam.
Who is a patron saint of this band and is mentioned in the song.
Dwight Yoakam was one of the people who really sprung to mind. Randy Travis is another.
And
this, to me, just brought me right back to those years in exactly the right way. I think this band is tremendous.
The band is Midland, and their album is called Let It Roll. Let's keep it country and go next to the singer Tanya Tucker. Tanya Tucker has a new record out called While I'm Living.
So I said, listen, something about going to somebody's funeral or something. I said, bring my flowers now while I'm living. Bring my flowers now while I'm living. I won't need your love when I'm gone. Don't spend time, tears, or money on my own breathless body. If your heart is in them flowers, bring them home. All the miles cast a long shadow. I'd take a couple back if I could. I'd have learned to play guitar, tell my daddy more I loved him. But I believe for the most part I've done good.
Tanya Tucker is the singer. The album is While I'm Living, and this beautiful song that closes it is called Bring My Flowers Now. Obviously a veteran country singer who unbelievably had her first hit when she was just 13 years old. That was Delta Dawn in 1972. She's 60 years old now. This is her 25th album and actually her first with original songs in 17 years.
Yeah, Tanya Tucker, one of the true greats in country music, and someone who many people feel hasn't in recent years been getting her due alongside people like Loretta Lynn or Dolly Parton, who have also issued albums somewhat like this where they collaborate with younger musicians. The person who most strongly felt that Tanya Tucker deserved another moment in the spotlight is Brandi Carlile. Tanya Tucker was one of Brandi Carlile's idols as a kid. And for this album, she and Shooter Jennings brought Tanya into the studio to make this new record. And Brandi's bandmates, Phil and Tim Hanseroth, co-wrote a lot of the material as well. So you have songs that this team custom made to tell Tanya's story, a story of fame, family, love, and devotion, but also hard times. You know, Tanya Tucker has struggled with addiction in her life and of now coming back and, as she says in this song, being ready to receive her flowers while she's still around.
Tanya Tucker is the artist. Her new album is called While I'm Living. I hope we don't go another 17 years without hearing from her again. Let's go next to the rapper Rhapsody. Rhapsody, she has a new record out called Eve.
7 feet. Bearing strange fruit. Blood on the leaves.
Blood on the leaves.
And blood at the root. Check.
And blood at the root.
So bleed.
Emit light rap or emit teal. I drew a line without showing my body, that's a skill. Bad to the bone and the grill. You be dead wrong if looks kill. I'm still on my spiel in the spirit of El Hill. I own the Sparrow, nose like a Pharaoh's. I bloodline trill for the young and all the lils. We all gon' get meals. Talk a lot of game, but we get paid to like Jamil. Was raised upon a hill, the valley's a sunken place. I'm just trying to build like I came with some kettle weight. No, I'm a god MC, cause nigga, I made the devil wait. Boy, I brought hell, you ain't gotta tell me I'm hella great. I don't speak on it nowadays, I just meditate. Y'all can have the bars, nigga, I spit hard metal gates. Henry Louis Gates when I caught me some new estate. Make room for myself, I'm in a way different mental place. I keep it real, all y'all look anime. I'm fine like anime, black don't crack like Angela. Black and brave like in the A. It don't come with apologies, let's just tip in some Andre. When you greet me, it's namaste. Spread love the Brooklyn way or like marmalade. No matter if you street or more like the promenade. We gotta come together like the corn and the dookie braids. For the present and future days, I say what I gotta say. I am Nina every bird of the one you love but ain't heard of. Got my middle finger up like Pac after attempted murder. Failed to kill me, it's still me. Woke up singing Shirley Murdoch as we ladies' edges down. Brown women, we so perfect. Went from Phil nigga to...
This is the rapper Rhapsody. Her new album is called Eve, and the song we're listening to is the opening cut called Nina. And NPR's Rodney Carmichael joins us from Atlanta to talk about this one. Hey, Rodney.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
This is such a potent, powerful, and beautiful album. But for those who don't know who Rhapsody is, just tell us a little bit about her, and then we can get into the music more.
Yeah, well, Rhapsody is the first lady of Jamla Records, which is producer Ninth Wonder's label, North Carolina-based. She's a product of North Carolina, and she's really been making a lot of noise for a region and you know, just for hip-hop in general over the past few years. This is her third solo studio album, and it's incredible. I mean, first off, conceptually, each track is named for a woman of color, a black woman who is also a historical figure. There's Nina Simone, there's Oprah Winfrey, Serena Williams, or Tyra Banks. And, you know, it's interesting. She's really kind of using this as a way to broaden the way that we tend to think of black women, especially black women in rap. You know, we're at a time right now where black women are killing it. They're owning the rap game. I don't think that's an overstatement in 2019. And yet, you know, there are still a lot of stereotypes or lenses that we tend to apply to how we listen to women in hip hop. And I think she's using this whole array of women to say we are all things. You know, it's not just the political, it's not just the conscious, you know, but, you know, there are club jams on here. And as she says, she likes to get a little ratchet too sometimes. So she's covering all ground, and it's a 360 degree album.
It's so poignant. And I think it's safe to say this will be on our number of our year end lists as one of the best albums of this whole year, I think.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's a good one.
Rhapsody is the artist. Her new album is Eve. Thanks so much, Rodney.
Hey, I appreciate y'all.
We have one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday. It is not the Taylor Swift album, though that one is on our list of other notable releases that we want to mention. I'll start with the band Queen of Jeans. We just played them on an episode of All Songs Considered earlier this week. Their album, If You're Not Afraid, I'm Not Afraid, is out now, along with Shannon Lay's record. I also played her on the show earlier this week. Shannon Lay's record, August, is out now. Red Cross, a veteran rock band, Red Cross is back with a really fantastic record called Beyond the Door, and Rose Dorn's record Days You Were Leaving is also out now.
Well, it's such a big week for country music. We heard two country records already, but I have three more to mention. Vince Gill, Nashville's finest, releases his album Okie, which goes back to his Oklahoma roots. Ty Herndon, who is a really wonderful singer and a champion of LGBTQ+ rights down here in Nashville, has a great cover record called Got It Covered. And then more on the Americana tip in some ways, Bloodshot Records has a new artist named Jason Hawk Harris. Really love his record, Love in the Dark. If you like that guy, Jason Isbell, you're going to like that record. And I want to mention one more album by Shreveport, Louisiana's Serotones. They have a record called Power. This is a band I've been following for a while, and the production on this record is so great. They've really upped their game. To me, it sounds like a classic kind of 80s new wave soul record. Really worth checking out.
We have headed into the stretch of the year where this show is going to be overstuffed.
Yeah.
There are a lot of records we could be talking about here. Joyero, the new project of Andy Stack from Wyoke. He's got a solo record as Joyero called Release the Dogs. The Rembrandts.
I know. I saw that. I couldn't believe it.
Clearly, obviously best known for I'll Be There for You, the theme song from Friends, but an incredibly sturdy power pop band with a lot of other records. They have their first new album in 18 years called Via Satellite. And then the most prominent album to come out this week with the title Lover, the singer-songwriter Noah Gunderson, who's got a beautiful voice. His new album is called Lover. It is out the same day as some upstart named Taylor Swift, whose album is also called Lover.
Oh my gosh. Noah Gunderson, what are you thinking? What are you thinking right now?
Should have gone with Hater.
The timing is not ideal. Taylor Swift, obviously, we do not have a Taylor Swift's new album, Lover, in our hands prior to its release. It is following an absolutely gigantic blitz. You will probably hear more about it soon.
All those albums out now on August 23rd, along with this last one that we want to feature, a really fantastic record from Jay Som. It's called Anako.
Thank you.
This is Jay Somm. The album is called Anakko, and this is the title cut to it. It means my child in Tagalog. Wow, what an incredible record for her. You know, I mean, she is someone, Melina Duterte, who is Jay Somm. She's someone who, when she put out her first record, we thought, yeah, she's really gonna do something. She's gonna be pretty good. And man, does she deliver on this record.
Yeah, this thing is pretty incredible. I mean, the first single from this record came out back in June. It's called Superbike. And I was shocked by how much it sounds like everything I loved in the early 90s, except maybe Nirvana and Public Enemy, smashed together into this swirl of dream pop that she describes as a mix of Cocteau Twins and Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
You get a sense of what she's working with. There's this jangle to a lot of it, but there's this emotional richness at the same time. She brought in a bunch of amazing guests for this record. Robin, I know you're a fan of Boy Scouts,
yeah.
Taylor Vick from Boy Scouts, Letitia Temko of Vagabond, Annie Truscott of Chastity Belt. You get a sense of some of the minds that are being put to work on this record that is also just enormously pleasing to listen to. It taps into, I don't know, just a lot of music that I have very, very warm and fond feelings for while still exploring.
Oh, yeah. It's way more experimental than I was expecting from her, but it's also very loose. You can tell that she's sort of letting go and ratcheting up at the same time. Melina Duterte is someone who, like all of us, has struggled with the pressures of being human, and I felt like listening to this that it sounds like she's landed in a really peaceful place. Like there's a lot of love and humility in these songs. Jay Somm is the artist, last name S-O-M, Jay Somm, and the album is called Anakko. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
And Anne.
Such a pleasure.
If you want to hear full versions of the songs we featured on this week's show, along with a whole lot of other new tracks out this week, go to our website, npr.org/allsongs. You can also listen in Spotify and Apple Music. Just open those apps and search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist. Also, a reminder to sign up for our newsletter. It goes out once a week on Saturdays. It has all the updates you need from NPR Music. Go to npr.org/musicnewsletter. That's all one word, music newsletter. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well. Have a great weekend and treat yourself to lots of music.